Megan Rose Dutra was just one of many hemp growers and advocates that spoke to the Board of Supervisors this week.
I think the most notable thing is how little seems to be known on the bureaucratic end about hemp and CBD versus cannabis. And that seems like the biggest bit of information you guys need to make these decisions. The separation of the two needs to be distinct and swift.
To officials' credit, it is kind of confusing. Cannabis as a drug and industrial hemp both come from the species Cannabis sativa, and they both have the psychoactive component THC, which is known for getting you high. But they're also not the same. Hemp has way lower THC and more CBD, which kind of negates the psychoactive effects. And if you look up on the internet all the uses for hemp, the list is long. Rope, jewelry, biofuels?
Well, there's been a reported 25,000 different products that can come out of industrial hemp.
Ted Fitzgerald is a Cal Poly student who has been lobbying the San Luis Obispo University to pilot a program to research hemp. He spoke with KCBX last month about some of hemp's uses.
Some of those being CBD oils, like all the cosmetics that oils can be applied to, like lotion, sunscreen, a lot of different cosmetic care that people care about. I have my own shampoo that's derived from hemp.
County staff say they proposed the ordinance out of a concern people might try to illegally grow cannabis posed as a hemp farm. But after 3 hours of deliberation and testimony Tuesday night, District Supervisor Adam Hill said he feels like the county has been unnecessarily hard on the hemp industry.
We must have resources raining from the sky in terms of new revenue sources to treat an industry the way that we have treated this industry in this county, because we do everything we can to make it difficult for anybody to legitimately do anything that involves this plant, despite how many times we hear about its resourcefulness, its usefulness, and its potential.
For now, San Luis Obispo County will follow state laws regarding hemp, only allowing research institutions and licensed cannabis growers to cultivate the plant. Hemp grown for commercial and personal uses is prohibited. Those laws are expected to change and even loosened, but when remains uncertain. Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.